Welcome to today's episode of Sundays with Poppy. We are doing a special vacation episode because I am on vacation in Florida visiting Poppy. Say hi, Poppy.
On a Monday. Hi, guys.
Yes, and it's a Monday. We're just changing everything up.
Yep.
But this is our first off-site episode, Poppy. We've never done an episode not in your apartment.
Right.
We're actually sitting outside. We're enjoying the scenic view of the golf course, in Boca West. And Poppy has a nice tan on his face, and he looks like vacation Poppy. Right?
Right.
So should we kick it off with a joke or a riddle today?
A joke.
Okay, let's hear the joke.
How did the Burger King impregnate the Dairy Queen?
I think I actually know the answer, but I'm going to let you tell it.
He forgot to wrap his Whopper.
That's a good one.
Yep.
I hope the kids weren't listening.
Yep.
All right. Well, since I'm in vacation mode, you're in vacation mode, I thought we should hear today about some of your best vacation memories. Because I know over the years with your family, with Shari and Lauren and Karen, you took lots of vacations. But I also, I'm curious about vacations that you took as a kid growing up. So why don't we start there? What kind of vacations were you taking as a family with Michael and with your parents?
We always went to Florida.
Where in Florida?
Miami Beach.
So you'd go to Miami Beach like on your school vacations?
Yes.
And what would you do? Would you hang out by the pool and play? Would you go to the beach?
Both.
What else would you do?
My parents would take the biggest suite in the hotel. And we go out to dinner, and during the day, we'd sun ourselves.
Where would you stay?
Where would I?
Where would you stay? Like, which hotels?
At the Eden Rock, the Fontainebleau, the Doral, and the Diplomat.
It's crazy because every time we have a podcast, I feel like, when we're talking about the Catskills, which I know you did too, you know the show Marvelous Mrs. Maisel?
Yes.
They just went to Miami and they stayed at the Fontainebleau. And I imagine that it's kind of similar to what your vacations were like.
Absolutely.
That's crazy. Okay, so you went to Florida. Anywhere else? Did you ever go to Disney World?
No.
That wasn't for you?
Oh, yes, I did. But I took my kids.
Took your kids to Disney World.
Right.
So did you go anywhere else with the family, with Michael growing up?
We went to the Catskill Mountains, to the Concord, to Grossinger's, and Kutcher's.
Right. So you started to tell us a little about the Concord. Remind me what that was like. You went to shows there, right?
The Concord had more than 3,000 rooms. It was a massive hotel. And multiple golf courses, tennis courts, ice skating, anything you wanted.
Right.
And at night, they put on shows in this enormous nightclub. And I saw Buddy Hackett and Jerry Lewis and Dean Martin and Johnny Ray and Tony Martin and all the big names of that time came to the Concord.
Too fun.
And we had a ringside table. And it was great. The food was kosher, always.
So it was a bunch of Jews out in the Catskills.
Absolutely.
And you have fond memories of this. You guys had fun there.
Yep.
And would you ever go, were there tons of different families you knew? Was it like everyone you knew from Brooklyn was like out in the Catskills for vacation? Or
often, yes.
Did you ever go on vacations with another family? Like,
no.
No, you go, it was
not,
just the four of you.
Not with my parents. No.
Okay.
I did as an adult myself.
Right. So tell us about that. I think I have a lot of, I feel like I know some stories from vacations with the Newmans, but tell everyone about those vacations. What did you guys do when you had the kids? When you had your kids?
The best vacation we took with the Newmans, we went to Italy for 5 weeks. We rented a villa on the Italian Riviera.
Wow.
The villa had a chauffeur, a handyman, a cook, and a cleaning woman.
Wow.
Karen was so little. Karen was like less than four. We had to put a chair near her bed so she could climb up into the bed. That's how high the bed was. We rented a Ford diesel bus, and I drove it all through Italy. We went to the Italian Riviera. We went to the French Riviera. We went to Monaco. We went to Milan. We went to Rome. We went to Florence and Venice.
Crazy.
We would leave the house every Tuesday and come back on Thursday or Friday for the weekend.
It's so
and
crazy.
And the beach.
That's amazing.
The villa was owned by a Fiat Air. And it was great.
That's amazing. So you did that just one summer, 5 weeks in Italy.
Right.
That's amazing. And what was the, how many kids were did the Newmans have? Like it was all.
Four.
So there was a million kids.
Right.
And you did you do other trips with the Newmans? Was this like a thing every summer?
We went
summer?
To Florida a lot with the Newmans. We went to the Caribbean a lot with the Newmans.
Mm-hmm.
My parents either took us to Florida or to the Caribbean.
Right.
So the St. Thomas.
The Newmans were your vacation buddies.
Yep.
Wasn't Arnie so funny? Like, what was he like?
What was Arnie like?
Yeah.
Arnie grew up poor.
Mm-hmm.
His father was a subway conductor. He drove a subway train. Arnie's dinner often was cream corn and spaghetti with a lot of ketchup.
That sounds disgusting.
Arnie delivered meat from a butcher on a bicycle with a basket in the front. Arnie made millions of dollars in the sweater business.
Really?
Millions of dollars.
Wow, I didn't know that.
His company was called Little Lisa, named after his daughter.
Mm-hmm.
And he was a big hit. And then in later days, he owned a delicatessen in Lake Success.
Did that stay open? What was that called?
I forget. I'm trying to think.
Was that the place with the Blintzes?
No.
Different. Okay, and how did you guys meet Arnie?
Linda brought her kids to me.
Linda brought her kids to you when you moved to Great Neck.
Linda had the nicest house in Great Neck. And she spent a fortune in renovating it and doing it.
Right.
And Ellen had heard of it. And Ellen wanted to go there and see it.
Of course.
So we were at a party one night, and the Newmans were there. So I introduced Ellen, and Linda and Ellen had an instant love affair. And she invited us over one night. So as we're sitting in her little den, they had a stairway going up to the bedrooms. Two bottles came rolling down the stairs.
Bottles?
Bottles. The boys, who were maybe 5 and 6, needed more milk. That's a true story.
That is so funny.
Yep.
That's crazy. So they were characters, and mm-hmm. you guys just loved them. So you would go on vacation, and all the kids were friends, right?
Yep. Lauren and Lisa, particularly.
Right. That's so fun.
Yep.
And Mima told me that you guys used to go to Lido at Atlantic Beach.
Zito?
Lido.
Oh, Lido, yes.
So tell me about that, because Mima said you had some funny stories.
Lido was a first-class hotel in Lido Beach on the Atlantic Ocean. All the heavy hitters went there.
So where is that? Like, how far was that from you? It was in New York?
35 minutes.
Right, okay.
It's on the South Shore.
Right.
It's like, you know where the Five Towns is?
Yes.
That's the next village.
Okay.
And we would go there every summer. My father would play gin all day, and we would go to the beach, go to the pool, whatever.
Wait, so this was when you were growing up?
Yes.
Okay. And what about, you didn't go there with Mima and the
yes,
girls?
We did.
Oh, you did. Okay. So when the girls were little, you would take them there too?
Yep.
And Mima said you guys had some crazy parties or something on the dock. She said that you had parties on the dock.
On what dock?
Or there was a dock at the house and you had parties at the house.
Did I have a dock in my house?
That's what she said. But maybe she made it up.
I had a deck.
Oh, you had a deck. Maybe that's what she meant. Did you have parties on the deck?
Mm-hmm.
Like you would invite all your friends over?
Yeah, we had a Sweet 16 for Sherry. We had something when Lauren graduated.
And
we had Sherry's bat mitzvah there. We
put you up, did?
Yeah, we put up a tent.
That's where it was?
The party, yes.
And wasn't the Sweet 16 cowboy themed?
Yes.
I remember seeing those pictures.
Yep.
So you were there all the time. Did you have a house or you rented a house there?
No. That was not Atlantic Beach. That was Kings Point.
Oh.
I was talking about Atlantic Beach. That's what I thought. Okay, so back to Atlantic Beach. Mima said you guys had parties there. And then she said there was some crazy story about the kitchen. There was a fire. So what happened with the fire?
Phil made a party for family mainly. And we hired a cook and serving girls.
Right.
And something on a stove caught fire. And luckily I saw it and I ran to the closet and I got a big coat and I threw it on the stove and put it out. Otherwise the whole house could have gone down.
Oh my God.
Oh, and we did have a dock back there.
You did?
We did.
So Mima didn't make it up.
In Atlantic Beach, yes, we did. Mima was pregnant with Lauren at that time.
Mm-hmm.
Phil rented the house for the whole summer. I would drive to Brooklyn every morning to go to work in a hospital. And Ellen stayed there the whole summer with my mother.
Oh, wow.
And we made a lot of dues there. It was a pretty house.
That's amazing.
We almost burned it down.
We almost burned it down. That's what she said.
Right.
And you went, so Phil would rent the house for the summer, and then when the kids were born, you would take them when they were little, but like before they went to camp, probably.
Right.
That's so fun.
Yep.
And what about other vacations with the girls? Did you, besides with the Newmans?
Oh, I took them all over. We went to the Caribbean every winter. We went to the mountains every summer when they weren't in camp.
Right. You never went skiing. These girls don't ski.
I did not take them skiing. No.
Did you, what's like the most memorable vacation or what's the one of the best vacations you guys think you went on together?
With the kids?
Yeah.
The Italian trip.
The Italian trip. Okay, besides that, any other ones that stand out?
Yeah, the Caribbean every winter.
You would go over Christmas break?
Either Christmas or February.
Just the five of you, no other family?
And my parents.
Oh, and the parents. What about Michael? He never came?
Never.
Well, that's so nice that your parents came too.
It was great.
It was the whole crew.
Mm-hmm.
That's so fun. And what about after the girls left the nest? Did you and Mima ever go on vacations, just the two of you?
Rarely. We always went with another couple.
When was the St. Bart's era?
Oh, St. Bart's. You're right. We went to St. Bart's 11 consecutive Februarys.
11?
11.
How do you remember that? When?
And we stopped going because I had a stroke.
Right.
And the airport in St. Bart's, yeah, he had to fly to St. Martin.
Right.
And then you took an 11-seater plane across the water.
Tiny plane.
To St. Bart's. And
were
the
you
airport,
scared?
No. And the airport in St. Bart's closed at 5 o'clock. And Ellen was afraid that if I got sick in St. Bart's at night, she'd never get me out of there. I would die.
So she got too scared to go back?
So
that was it?
So she wouldn't go back.
What year was that?
It must have been after I had my stroke in 2000.
So you went to St. When you would tell me about St. Bart's, when you would go, was it just the two of you? Would you go with couples? I've never been.
Just us is the best.
So tell me, why is it the best?
It's like being in the south of France.
That's
what
mom said.
The food is spectacular. Spectacular. The yachts are not to be believed. The yachts in the harbor, they're so enormous.
Is it like south of France where you just stand on the water and you watch all the yachts come in and out and you watch the people?
If you want. And they have great shopping and great restaurants. And I would rent a Jeep and I would drive the whole island.
And would you and Mima go to the beach?
We went to the beach. We went to the pool. We went out every night for dinner. We stayed at a great hotel called Ile de France.
Right. I remember that. You said that.
Great place. And we had a good time.
That's amazing.
We went 11 consecutive February.
And would you go for like a week?
No, we go for 10 days.
That's amazing. I got to go there. And what about the Hamptons? Did you guys ever go there?
Always.
So when would you go to the Hamptons? Because it seems like you were going to the Catskills as a kid.
We went to the Hamptons a lot when the kids would camp. And then when the kids came home, my partner Lenny Ehrlich owned a house on the beach in Amagansett.
Right.
And we would go there for 10 days over Labor Day and stay in Lenny's house.
Wow.
And it was great.
Wow. And what would you do when the kids were at camp?
My favorite picture of Karen is sitting on a table at Lenny Ehrlich's house. She was beautiful.
I feel like I must have seen it, but I don't know which one you mean.
She's sitting on a table that had thongs, you know, crosses.
Yeah, yeah.
With her legs spread, and she just looks so
adorable. Oh, I know that picture.
She just looks so adorable.
Okay. That's so funny. But you would go to the Hamptons when the kids were at camp, just you and Mima? Like, where would you stay at a hotel or something?
We stayed at motels, hotels.
And would you go?
We used to stay in a cheap motel in West Hampton because I didn't want to pay the price of Bath and Tennis.
Right.
Which was the quality hotel. And we would stay in a motel in the Hamptons.
In West Hampton.
In a shit town in the Hamptons. And in the morning, we would go for breakfast at one of the hotels on the beach.
Right.
And then we would go out on the beach, spend the whole day on the beach.
You just pretend you were there.
Right.
That's perfect.
Exactly.
And you and Mima, I remember visiting you sometimes. You would just get a little hotel in Montauk, like not that long ago.
That's true.
You would just, but did you go to Montauk or like back in the day or only more recently?
Recently.
Yeah. So it's nice out there. That's so funny.
I never loved Montauk.
I know. It's different.
I liked East Hampton the best.
Right. Okay. Are there any other vacations that stand out that we didn't hit today?
When I graduated college, my father sent Michael and I to Europe for 3 months.
Oh, right. I remember you mentioned that one time.
We rented a car and we went to London first for a week. And then we took the boat across the channel.
Right.
And in Paris, we rented a car.
Right.
And I drove through Europe for 3 months.
That's crazy. Do you remember, like, were you scared to drive? I just recently drove in Europe. It was scary.
We stayed in youth hostels.
Right.
Bathroom in the hall. That kind of thing. No closets, hooks on a wall.
Did anyone get mugged?
No.
There was no disasters?
We lost our camera.
You lost your camera.
We met two girls from South Africa who were Jewish. And we went out on a boat with them, and Michael was taking pictures of them. And he dropped the camera
in the water. Oh.
So we immediately telegraphed Phil. We lost the camera. Phil says, so what? Buy one.
Right. So you were telegraphing them. You couldn't call them.
We could, but it was easier to telegraph.
You were just telegraphing.
Right.
Wow. Were they worried about you when you were gone?
I don't think so.
They were like, whatever. Like,
I can't answer. I can't. They sent me, so I don't know.
What was your favorite place that you and Michael went in Europe?
It's a tough question. Probably Venice.
Venice? Why Venice?
It's great.
It's cool there.
Yep.
It's sinking.
Have you ever been to Venice?
I went to Venice when I was abroad in Italy.
Good.
It was so cool.
It's great.
What do you think your favorite place you've ever been in
the world? Oh, my favorite place is Florence.
Oh, In the world? Poppy, me too. We're twins. It's the best place in the world.
Yep.
I would move there if I could.
Great food, great art.
Great walking city.
Yep. Fabulous.
It's the best. Okay, well, I'm glad we agree. Let's wrap this up with a Poppy word of the day.
Troglodyte. TROGLODYTE.
I feel like this has been a word of the day before, or you have taught me this word, yet I still have not a clue.
Let me get you the true.
What it means.
The true.
Troglodyte. Can you use it in a sentence?
What an ugly troglodyte.
That could mean a lot of things coming from you. All right, troglodyte. We're finding the answer. If we keep this up, I'm going to have a big vocabulary by the end.
A person who is regarded as being deliberately ignorant or old-fashioned.
I think
a prehistoric, a person who lived in a cave.
I think we did this once, but I did not remember it. Okay. All right, I'm going to remember that for next time.
Okay.
All right, this has been a really fun vacation episode of Sundays with Poppy. Thanks for having me, Pop.
You're welcome. What is this?
Love you. We'll see you next time. Say bye.
Bye. Have fun.
Wait, we're actually back because Poppy had a bonus thing to add. What would you else like to say?
Always remember two words.
Okay.
Be safe.
Be safe. Is that a vacation-specific recommendation or it's just a life?
It's a life recommendation.
Okay, kids, did you hear that? Be safe. Coming from Dr. Cohen. All right, that's it. We love you.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye.